So basically, I just want to say that I noticed on the agenda there's this motion from a really long time ago
about how
there's still a gag order on us programmers about talking about stuff that's happening at KPFT, which is absolute bullshit because it's a community-sponsored station, so it doesn't even make sense. So I honestly, please get to that. Like, it's incredibly irresponsible for y'all to not get to that over and over again. This gag order. It's the first unfinished business on the agenda. It was brought by PK, I believe.
Love
so, please.
What is
as a programmer, please. Thank you.
So,
okay. Mr. Are you ready, Mr. Otis?
Yeah, I'll go by that. Yeah,
okay, so how do you pronounce your name?
Abagara.
Okay, well, I knew I couldn't pronounce that. I was trying to do the last.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to use the microphone. You're on camera. Oh, I'm on camera, too. Okay, awesome. So, my name is Otis Abagara. For those of you that don't know, I'm the Harris County Democratic Party Communications Director. I don't know if you guys have seen what's been going on lately, especially today, but we had a great movement, the National Walkout Day movement, especially against gun reform. I'm not here to talk about the politics of it, but it's a great movement. It had young people engaged, and that's what we want, right? We want the future to be engaged because it's their future that we're talking about. I love what I like to call my elder statesmen, but we have to live in this world a little longer, so it's always great when young people aren't engaged. But I bring up a topic about how this station in particular, in the bylaws, I've read some of it, you have a geographic and demographic obligation to the people to know what is going on in the community, correct? And I think KPFT, a little disappointed in that, because I do think that there should be more programming alerting people about what is going on in the community. And I know as a board, you're able to influence the staff, management, programmers that are going on, or not influence, but advise, right?
No.
Okay, so the board can't do any of that either?
No.
So then, the board can recommend, right? I mean, that's the point of a board. But I do think that we do have an obligation to the people around this community about what's going on, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, a Green Party, Yellow Party, Libertarian, whatever it is, we have an obligation to tell people what is going on in our communities. And today is a great way of illustrating that, right, about how this is a movement that is going on, sweeping the nation. When we talk about gun reform, we talk about DACA, we talk about immigration, we talk about health care, the economy, social justice issues. So I just wanted to, you know, bring to the board's attention that I think the KPFT can do a better job of that, especially with the diversity of voices that are on the station. There's no reason why we couldn't do that. And, you know, we have ideas. You know, you could have a programming show that has representatives from the Democratic Party or the Green Party or from the Libertarian Party or from the Republican Party, whatever it may be. But there is an obligation to do that. And we would love to see more of that. I would love to see more of that. I know people that listen to it would love to see more of that. And not just the same old talking heads, but, you know, younger people, more diverse people, the trans community, I mean, we are in Montrose, the gay community, women's community, Black Lives community, Latino, AAPI, Asian American Pacific Islander. So all these different communities that have a lot of things going on, especially in this year and this political climate that we're in. I think people would love to see that. Representation is always, always important. And that's all I really have to say. I could stay for like 5 minutes because I have other things.
Sorry, I'm not sorry.
You have more time.
You have
21 more minutes.
Oh, no, I'm not going to filibuster this thing. You guys have a lot to talk about.
Do you have any material?
I do not. I'm coming straight from another meeting. You know, we are in go mode right now. But I do have an email that if you want to email me, it's my first name, O-D-U-S. O-D-U-S.
D like dog.
D as in dog. U as in umbrella, S as in stale. At HarrisDemocrats.com.
You mind if you ask a question?
Yes, for sure.
So, the Harris County
Ma'am,
Democrat.
Excuse me. You know, I don't think we're not supposed to.
Pardon?
You know,
they
don't that's
no one can tell me. I think
board
I should be able to talk.
What do you want me to ask him?
What's the purpose of having it? Look, you should not be
because you can get an argument. That's why we don't sue.
But that's a stupid policy, and
stupid.
No one can quote why it's the policy. I mean, come on. People come here and we can't even interact with them in a respectful way.
Because there have been times when people have interacted and they got belligerent with each
well,
other and disrespectful.
There have been times
our job is to listen to what they have to say.
We don't cancel the meetings because people have been rude. Seriously, it's just common sense, for God's sake.
Common sense is for us to listen to what the public has
well,
to say.
Well, and to interact with them a bit.
Between these two men and
Mr. Lark and Mr. Lynch. Okay.
Look, well, expel me from the damn meeting if you want. But seriously, this is BS. It's bullshit. Now, look, it's one thing when you got 30 people here, but when you've got one or two people to interact with them so the board can actually acquire their information is... No, seriously.
Mr. Lynch.
Expel me or whatever.
I'm not expelling
you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right,
ladies and gentlemen.
Well, come on. Look, I've been coming to these meetings for 3 years. Sometimes you've got to have some common sense.
Mr. Lynch.
You've got, what? Seriously.
This is public comment. Time.
Well, look,
the
I was
going to
ask him a respectful question, but I'm just telling you, it's ridiculous. It's
Mr.
also
Lynch.
Good for them to see. Well, seriously.
Mr. Lynch, if you would like to have the rules changed, you would have to take the appropriate step to do so. I have been told, and ever since I have been here,
no one can show me that rule in writing. I asked last time, and they say it's just...
Okay, program. We cannot engage. This is public comment
time. Well, if you're expand, you're
okay, I understand your point.
Something. Okay, show me the rule.
Mr. Lynch.
Show me the rule.
Point of information. I'd like to see the rule as well.
Okay, excuse me, time out. This is public comment time. So you guys hold your comments and your questions until public comment is over. Nancy?
There's no rule that says that.
Okay, thank you. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah.
There's no room.
I'd like to warn y'all about suspending rules. Don't do it. Don't take it so lightly. The reason is this. Y'all are all like soldiers in a battle, and our battle is for independent media. It's survival. And we had a board member in WPFW and went into a coma. And they didn't feel like, you know, following the bylaws, which says 3 consecutive and let the next runner-up come on. And there was one...
May I ask you, please? No. I mean, it's a person that is part of the public that is speaking. Can we stop the side conversation? They can go out if they want to be.
Oh,
I mean, but we need to respect everybody that calls up there. Doesn't matter who that person is.
Okay, and they were hesitant on that board to take that person off the WPFW that was in a coma for a long time. I forgot how long. There was another board member, KPFK, was hospitalized and dying, and they were afraid if they took her off and followed the bylaws that she might die faster. Anyway, so in a battle, we have another soldier take that one's place. And if I get sick and I'm on this board and I'm in a coma, let the runner-up come on. Because, all right? It's not like, I mean, don't take it lightly. We're in a battle for survival. And this is the most important media as far as I'm concerned. It beats television. Poor people who don't have a television, they got a radio, they can afford a radio, you know. I know it. I lived it. Okay, so keep that in mind, all right, when you start doing these accepting. And what did I say? Oh, yes. The KPFA board meeting includes an engineer report. And I think this is really good. I don't know if our engineer wants to make a report, but please consider it, because I learned so much from Bobby. Like the wiring is all corroded in our building, you know. That's why we have, when it's really hard rain, it just affects things more, and it's our responsibility to repair that part. I mean, the electricity company, what is it called? I forgot. Anyway, when it goes up to the,
AT&T?
Well, AT&T or CenterPoint goes up to the house, that's their responsibility. Once it's in the house, it's ours, and we got an old building. Anyway, there's other things I'm sure he would. He's done a wonderful job with the HD. Boy, I enjoy my HD radio. I got it on all day. Bobby's put all the holes, fixed all the holes with good programming from all over Pacifica. So y'all don't have an HD radio. You might consider. And don't get a dinky one like I did at Best Buy for $49, because after a year and 4 months, it started going on the blink. You know, it's real plasticky. It's like a paperback. I'm saving up for $169 that this guy, I won't say on the air, but anyway, he's an engineer in California. He has a list. He tests. It's like a Consumer Report. Consumer Report is not doing radios. They should do that. Anyway, so if you want to know the best HD or the best whatever, ask me later. Okay. What else do I want to say? We got to change the programming, all right? We got to do innovative programming. And I had two ideas, and I think they're still good. So I know I've already told you. I'm going to tell you one more time. Get the people. Do ask for a recording or written report from somebody of the public. I've already asked. Policemen want it. Nurses want it. Teachers want it. Veterans want it. They want their problems on the air, but they don't want it in their voice. Software can disguise the voice, or we can have an intern read it, you know. So, and then don't tell anybody when these shows are going on, which just substitutes a show, so there's no, you know, hysteria or worry of the programmers, oh, they're going to kick off my show. No, somebody has to go visit the grandmother or whatever, then all of a sudden it's on. So don't tell in advance, just say, oh, we have a KPFD special today. Jack will be back next week with his regular program, you know. And then we do cutting-edge radio that helps the community. That's how we should do. I gave this speech at the National Programming Committee. It became quiet. Nothing. They were saying, I don't think this will work. And I think it needs more work on it. But really, that's what we were doing in the beginning. That's why we got bombed, because we were making reports of KKK activity in Pasadena. And that's why they bombed our antenna. Well, it made us famous. And then when they did it again, money came from all over the United States. We were front page news, doing our job. We're not doing it now. Like he's saying, like Otis was saying. We have to. Okay, there are other things too. I have another idea about the affiliates. 300 affiliate stations. Why can't we have an affiliate hour to get an update from WXYZ in North Carolina or from Utah and give them an update what's going on in their city, in their area, and maybe we could have our programmers take turns just emceeing it. I mean, that would be interesting, and we could just have that show and then let the other stations also carry it, each time take turns, so it's not a lot of work, you know. That you know, we're just sitting there, all those Pacifica stations, 300 of them connected, and we're not taking advantage of that, and we're not telling their problems to everybody else, and we got five major stations. I mean, we could do that. That would be an interesting show, don't you think? Okay, I'm finished.
Thank you.
Yes. Do you want to be recorded? You don't want to be recorded?
No, if I have a choice now. But recorded in people's minds, yes.
The audio is on.
That's good.
Okay.
Good evening, and again, I never say thank you for serving, but thank you for serving. I want to touch on some points that I mentioned when Tom Livingston was here, and I'd like to start with a hostile environment. We can hire anyone to try and fix Pacifica, but if we ourselves don't deal with the hostility in our own spirits and in among our circles, no one can fix us. No one can do that. It's one thing to have a difference of opinion as to how the station should be run, and then it's another thing for people to get in camps and to do things to sabotage the station and to attack other employees. And I had mentioned about people like you, Rhonda, and people like Bill, who allowed staff members to attack people. That, in most workplaces, is not only illegal, it's unlawful. You cannot do that. That should not, that is not allowed in most workplaces. So we have to ask ourselves, why do we allow that at KPFT? Why? Why is it allowed for people to attack others, to say vicious things about them when we had an interim director who would just stand there and look, and when we had a general manager like Dwayne Bradley who would stand there and look? But yet people like Nancy and a friend of mine, Hamsat, who's from London, his face was on the wall as being dangerous. And yet there were people who worked for KPFT, and I know this because I experienced it. I experienced being cussed out while Dwayne Bradley stood there and watched the employee do that, and he did nothing. And that was Marlo Blue. She not only attacked me, she attacked Hitaji. And Hitaji is not here to tell her story, so I won't go down that road. But I'm saying these are things I experienced. And yes, I did go to the police and filed a complaint about it. But we can no longer operate in that manner. And for the men who sit here and sit back and watch the women attack each other, you're weak. And for the women who participate, you're weak too. We're human beings, and we should have a better standard for ourselves. If we have that kind of standard for a school or for a hospital or for any professional environment, we should have that standard at KPFT, and there should be no exceptions. Secondly, with regard to Fund Drive, I'm going to propose that we have a think tank. I'm not on the board, I'm not a staff member, I don't have all the answers. I was pitching for Amy Goodman's show on Tuesday. The phones were very quiet. And I think Sandy said, well, what do you think we should do? I'm like, hey, I don't have all the answers. I'm not a consultant. You just hired one. Ask him. But I do think if we have a think tank and we can come together and address some solutions as to what we can do to increase membership, to build a better quality programming schedule, then and only then will we get numbers. So why is it that KTSU down the street, why do they have 350,000 members and we have 5,000? Why would we have a manager, and yes, I will continue to say this, why would we have a manager for 15 years who lost half of our membership and he was rewarded with $18,000 in 3 more months on the job? Who does that in America, Mr. Crozier? I don't know anyone who does that. And I'm not attacking you personally. I'm just saying you cannot get on the air and lie to the people and say we're in a financial deficit when you're part of the problem, still spending the people's money without the consent of this board and without the consent of the membership. So if we're membership, give the membership its power. If we're board, let's allow the board and the membership to work hand in hand together. If you have a grievance or differences, let's work that out. But I'm going to tell you what I see. Pacifica will be no more if we don't come together and work this thing out. It's not about your side, my side, it's about our side as a community. And the reason why I say that, I got a call last week and someone said, have you heard about KRBE? No, what's going on? Turn on KRBE, entire country format gone. Now why is that? Why did KRBE change from country to rock and R&B? Why did they do that? Well, we know why. It's money. It's not sustainable. And I'm saying to you, that format that we have now, it is not sustainable. I'm not saying I don't like the music. I like all music. But there's no way in hell in an urban environment like Houston that you're going to play music that people can hear in Conroe, Cut and Shoot, and Huntsville, and you cannot play music that people can hear from the Caribbean or from Nigeria or from Third Ward or Zydeco Fifth Ward. You cannot tell me you cannot address those communities who have money and will spend it as well. So we have got to be about building community, or we're going to serve the few narrow people that live out in the suburb. What are we going to be? And if we're not going to answer those questions, then we're just wasting time. We're just bullshitting ourselves. Because Mr. Livingston cannot fix what we cannot address. He cannot. And I'm just kind of pleading with you now. I don't have any enemies in this room. I hope not. I don't. But I will speak out about something that I disagree with. But personally, I don't have a personal issue with anyone in this room. My only concern is the livelihood of this network. Stacey and I actually kissed and made up two weeks ago. Stacey Davis. I mean, we used to be not on the same page. We weren't enemies, but I didn't like her approach. I don't care for a woman to come up to people and curse them out, or a man. It's wrong. Mm. It's inhumane. You don't do that. Pacificans, we should be better than that. People look at us for leadership. They don't look at us to be clawing each other's eyes out. So I'm just saying, I think we're better than that. In fact, I know we're better than that. I know we're better than that, and I know we can do better. But we have no leadership. We have none. So since we don't have any, can we have a consensus and come together to try to fix what's wrong with our network and deal with what's right? And I say we need to engage the community, take some surveys, decide what the people want to hear, and move forward. We cannot have somebody who lives in the suburbs and somebody, you know, like Bill to decide, oh, well, you know, we're not making money, so we're going to change the format. And you do no study? What the hell? How are you going to change the format and decide what's wrong with KPFT and you have not even done an assessment? If you have something wrong with your toilet or something wrong with your refrigerator, the repairman is going to come in and do an assessment first before they try to fix something. So I say let's pull back a little bit and assess where we went wrong and so that we can fix what we need to fix going forward. That's my plea to you. I'm open and ready and willing to work. I'm exhausted because, you know, we've been doing this dance. Who's been around for a minute? Rhonda, you have. PK, Lark, Ted, you know, Cliff, how many, you know, some of us, we've kind of been around trying to do this thing for a minute. It's exhausting to do the same shit and get the same shitty results. Excuse my language. Aren't you guys tired of that? And if you're not tired, then you don't belong here.
We have seven more minutes.
Oh, really so. I know you can't respond, Chair, but maybe to whoever remembers this, I think pretty sure it was one of the board members who sent an email to the manager, Larry Winters. If he was here, he could respond to my question. But they had asked a question about what was the people who performed at the last like live fundraiser. They were asking what was like the racial diversity of the performers, and they wanted an answer to that. And I would also like an answer to that, and I have not received one. If anyone has the answer, please tell me at some point. And hopefully whoever that board member was who was asking that question, like, please keep asking until we get an answer. Pretty sure I know the answer, but that's it.
Okay. At the outreach committee, I asked Wendy, because she's our membership director, what's our membership? And it was the third time I asked her, and she said, well, 2 weeks ago, this is a week ago, 2 weeks ago, it's under 5,000. So I don't know if that's 4,000, 3,000. I don't know what it is, under 5,000. She wouldn't, you know, like a few more digits. So I think finance committee should have a right to know that information. And it should be in the report from the manager, too. The second thing is, I mean, that's a shock. When I came on, it was 8,600. Then it peaked the spring after to 9,000 in 2010. And I thought it was because I was wearing a poster. I thought, oh, it's helping, you know. No. Well, anyway, I don't know what. But programming committee. Let's just go ahead and start it. Put it, announce it, have the programmers announce it. You know, let anybody come that wants to.
Because this has been going on and on, and 2012 was the last programming committee, so we can have some consensus and recommend to the manager. Okay, please. All right, and then we have no more magnets, no more bumper stickers, no flyers, nothing. So PK did the design of a flyer. I'll pass you out what it looked like, and my mother paid for it, and Teresa Allen helped pay for it too. Flyers, okay, for the MLK and then for the Lunar Solar New Year. And 116 people came to our booth at the New Year thing and took a flyer. And one took five more for his office workers. Okay, that's all. I'm finished.
Do we have more time? And that's it.
Oh,
we have four minutes.
If I may add something to what she's saying. And the other piece I think is critical is outreach. There are a lot of events going on. And we're not present and right now because, as I said, KRV has changed its format. It's an opportunity for us to get out there in the community and to connect with people. That's what they expect. People want to see KPFC present. They want to know about the good stuff that's going on, you know? And so maybe we can create something good for people to talk about, whatever that is. I believe that our building needs a facelift. I believe that we need new carpet. So perhaps if we can be a part of some type of campaign to rehab our building, bring some new energy, because it's funky in there. When I went on Tuesday to answer phones, I mentioned to the men it smelled like people had had a bath. And so if I'm from the outside and I'm walking in and I'm smelling like, you know, an unclean place, it doesn't make me want to come back, you know. So I don't know about you fellas, but as a woman, we need to demand a clean and good smelling environment for our volunteers and for our workers. And if we don't have that, then we need to create that and get rid of that funky carpet that's almost 30 years old. Seriously.
Never been cleaned.
I mean, it's nasty. So if you have babies, I would not bring my child in there at all. And we're better than that. Again, we are better than that. I remember when Osei was there, she demanded that we have the cleaning service because for a while there was no one cleaning the toilets or anything. And so we have to, you know, that's the problem. There are just too many damn men running stuff. It's serious. No disrespect. Because there are some things that you guys just don't give a damn about. And so as women, you know, we're going to make sure that the environment is welcoming and clean. Your baby should be able to come in there and sit down without, you know, getting the plague or something. So we need to really spruce that building up. And if we can just stop bitching at one another and look at what needs to be done, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done, then perhaps we can figure out how to move the ball forward. We don't have to like each other, but at least we can come together. Like, hey, let's get some new carpet for the building. Let's get some new furniture or new paint or something. So, you know, I'm looking to do some work and make some phone calls. I know somebody will donate carpet to us. I know that can happen. If we have a timetable, we want to do that by the holidays or whatever in December, that can be done. That's if we don't sell the building first, but we're still there. And because we're still there, we should make it like our home. And, you know, we should make it next like our home. You know what I mean? KPFT used to be cleaner.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that public comment. I've learned a lot. I don't know, am I supposed to say that here?
No,
I don't. But I didn't interject. I just made a comment as the chair, not responding. And I'm going to get back onto the agenda. And I'm going to take a moment of personal privilege as the chair, as the person that rarely speaks in these meetings. When I became a part of the board, I was all excited because I said, oh my gosh, I get a chance to help and make change and just do some good in the community. KPFT has a wonderful reputation, and we need to work on making that reputation even better. And the public has told us of some things they would like to see us do. And as the board, this is who we, our constituents are, we need to get about doing it. And it has nothing to do with anything else but KPFT. Otherwise, I can, as others of us, we all have other things to do. But this is important, and I hope and pray that we put the good of the station before our own personal agendas. Thank you so much for giving me that moment of personal privilege. Ms. Adriana.
Just
had orders of the day.
No, I want to make a commentary because we have
Adriana,
in that terrible environment.
Adriana, the orders of the day have been called for. So that's what we need to do. We are now on to minutes approval, and I believe we were on the minutes for 11:06 according to the agenda. So, and I know there was some discussion of those minutes. Joseph?
I just wanted to add to my previous comments. Again, I think Matthew did a great job putting these together. I also want to point something out. Because a lot of people would complain about my minutes that had commentary in them. And this is literally full of commentary. And you know what? When I read this, it helped me understand what happened. It gives me good context. I appreciate that. And for the people who just seem possessed with not wanting anyone who looks at our minutes to actually have a full understanding of the context of what happens in the meeting, I appreciate it. Thank you. I believe I was on set.
Matthew, our newest board member.
To Ted's point, the meeting continued after roll call, and he would have gladly canceled it had we not reached quorum. So in with the lack of any other evidence about being informed or not, I guess we can assume that we were. And to Adriana's point, the issue of absences was discussed at length at two separate points during that meeting. There was a decision to delay the vote so that Ted and Deb could get to the bottom of some of the attendance that was in question. So it's not that there was no vote for it. It was decided to be delayed.
The problem is, the chair is just saying it. The problem here is not, if you have a meeting and you don't have quorum, you don't need to close the door and leave. You can have a meeting, you can talk about whatever you want to talk, but that is not a non-quorum meeting. It's not a meeting. People that are there happen to us more than once when we didn't have quorum in some of our LSB meetings. Obviously, we are not really. We are here, we keep talking, we try to solve some issues, and we have even from the PMP, right? We have a directive from the PMP saying that with too many meetings, too frequently, and without the proper, I mean, clearly that meeting didn't have quorum, period. That's the point. Even the chair is admitting that was the situation. I think that says it all.
Notwithstanding any comments that's been made, largely these decisions are made by a majority, and we can make arguments and arguments all night long, but it is going to be boiled down to what each one of your interpretations, and the bylaws are very clear that we have 24 members. Because we have two absent doesn't make us 22 members. The board is comprised of 24 members. And when we have to do any business in the previous years, especially as it relates to present, those present, the bylaws always tell us to refer back to not the amount present, but the amount on the roll in some of our votes. So that proves that the 24 rule is always in effect until you replace those two. So that argument is just weak. The second point is that Robert's Rules is explicitly clear that you can't lose a quorum once you get it. But when you ain't got now, you can't declare one even if you stay there and meet. And anything that you do, any action that you take, is not legal. Thank you.
I move the question.
Adrian, to the staff. No action was taken during that meeting. That's the whole point, first of all. And second of all, at the meeting, Ted, our chair.
Madam Chair. I thought
yes.
What wanted us to vote on this.
Yes, and
she had her hand up before she called on us.
I did, actually.
He said,
Ted, at the meeting, said that we had quorum. It's on the tape, if anyone wants to listen to the tape. And that was determined because we did have two non-voting members. So we can defer the question of that until we can figure it all out, because it seems like we need to tease it out. However, the minutes are the minutes, and as Joseph said, we can still approve those minutes and determine if there is quorum after the fact.
Okay. It has been moved for the previous question, which is approval of the minutes of the meeting for 11-6.
May I ask for a little latitude? I just want to offer an amendment to just change that one thing in there, and then we're all in agreement.
No, we can't decide that because it's a
new meeting.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought most of us in here knew parliamentary procedure. You don't just holler out because someone says something, then I say something back. You have to be recognized by the chair. If I do not recognize you, and sometimes I don't see you, there's no reflection on anyone here. But please do not holler out or respond back to whoever is making a statement until you are recognized. Like I said, we can get rid of a lot of these things, just vote it up or vote it down. I think we've had enough discussion on these minutes. We have 20 minutes to approve four sets of minutes, and we have spent 10 of those minutes still talking about the minutes on 11-6. So I think let's just move forward with where we need to be. Okay? Are there any corrections to the minutes for 11-6?
Yes. There's no quorum.
Okay. That's the correction?
That's what all should be written.
Point of information. During the meeting, the chair himself
Madam
said that
Chair,
we had
point of order.
No, excuse
a point
me,
of information is asking a question, no explaining.
What's the point of
okay, point of information.
Point of information, if okay,
is not
we'll put it
stack.
In the form of a question. Thank you so much, Adriana.
No.
If Ted himself was chair and he said that we had quorum on the tape, how can we now determine that we do not have quorum? And if we do, can I see the evidence? That
okay,
is my question.
I cannot answer your point of information because I don't have the records,
and we can't.
So I don't know. So if we want to just table the minutes
I'm
for
table.
11-6,
second.
We can do that and move on. Y'all can deal with this, and we can find out the ins and outs of the meeting on 11-6. Because I don't have the information in front of me. So we, all those in favor of tabling?
I object.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
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 Opposed?
No. Table?
I oppose.
How many people oppose? Hold your hand up. How many ayes? We're going to just table those minutes. The minutes of December the 13th.
Request for information.
No.
On the agenda, it says Roman numeral VV, December 12/13, parentheses PM. What does PM stand for?
PK?
PM.
Did you take the minutes for that meeting? December
12th?
Yeah. I mean December 13th?
Did I?
I don't know.
Where are the
Ted, PW, Ted. So did you submit the minutes?
I did submit them. I don't know whether there were any changes, but whatever day I did it, I submitted it to KC.
Okay.
So
the PM is for period of care. That answered your question. Are there any corrections to the minutes of December 13th?
professional commission. Were those the ones, I know that had, there were a bunch of formatting errors and like gap bank places and I think missing words on.
Because I didn't start till halfway through. I just did the last part of it.
Well, like my question is, was that ever fixed or corrected?
I don't know. It wasn't fixed by me.
I didn't see it corrected.
But I also didn't get them back with anybody with anything to say specifically for what those gaps were.
That's the question, though.
I don't know.
Chair, can we do exactly the same on table till we receive really the
table? All in favor of tabling the minutes of December 13th?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Those minutes are tabled as well. The minutes of January 24th? Any corrections to those minutes? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. The minutes of 2:14?
Which
are
before.
I think we had, and I think I may have had a question.
Madam Chair, for the
record. Yes,
just for the record, since you delayed those two sets of minutes, it's not actually tabling, you're postponing to the definite date for the next meeting. Just
yes.
FYI, thank you.
Is that
12:13?
Yeah, 11:06 and 12:13.
I have a question, Ted, on the minutes. Under MSRC, you have Adrian approved. What does that mean?
What Roman numeral and what page?
It's
Roman numeral.
Roman numeral 11, standing committee reports.
Uh-huh.
And it's, J. I don't know the. It's after J. And I'm just trying to figure out what do you mean by approval? You mean
under J? How many lines down are we talking?
Okay, you see governance.
Yes.
Okay, you see technology.
Yes.
And the next one is MSRC.
Okay.
So what does that prove? What does that mean, the proved in?
If you'll look much higher up, it says that Adriana under J, the line under J, motion by Adriana to approve all conveners as chairs of committees, approve the directors. All LSB members have been approved as members of the committees they wish to join. And then a colon, and then all of those names there are people who have joined the various committees.
Okay.
All of those names are people who are on those committees.
So you're saying, okay. I was a little confused. I didn't understand what you were meaning. Because I don't see it anywhere else. And I know that some other people asked.
Well, I could have said approved of each committee, but I just did it as a blanket because that's what the body did.
Okay, I was just saying, but I didn't see it on the other committees that people wanted to be approved of.
It was.
That's okay. You explained it to me. So I'm okay with that
explanation
as well.
Just now I noticed, Ted, you've got three categories here for attendance. You've got A. Excused, A, not excused, and A. But can you explain what A means?
Absent.
So not excused and excused are definitive categories.
A means not excused. A excused means excused.
So A just simply means absent.
Correct.
Okay.
Are there any corrections to the minutes of 2:14? Hearing none, those minutes are approved.
Can I have the floor again for a second? What's the difference between an A not excused and an A?
You're only allowed three consecutive unexcused absences. So if you had, and then we have a special rule about how many times you can have an excused, you can request an excused absence, and that's what that whole spreadsheet over there is about. But when someone has an excused absence, it means they aren't three in a row.
Because we're really trying to get through.
What you are talking about is 11.
Yes, we are about to go to the
11.
Okay, wait a minute. No, the next item on the agenda.
No. I'm talking about the minutes. The correction of minutes.
Okay, the minutes have already. I asked for any objections. No objections were given. Those minutes have been approved.
You said that you couldn't find it. It's right here. What you said that you couldn't find.
No, I found it. It was taken care of. He explained it to me. Okay. Minutes by the gifts. Thank you, Adrian. Okay, we are now on to the new business, which is 12A.
Yes.
12A.
7A.
12A.
12A.
It's a motion that says.
Wayne Lack.
Wayne, that's your motion. And I'm going to give. Us 2 minutes, Dwayne 2 minutes, everyone else 1 minute, so we can try to get to some of the other things on the agenda. Okay?
Well, frankly, I wish we could just have an up and down vote on this, because those who object are going to object, and those who support going to support, are probably not going to work on it anyway. But to address the arguments against it is the best way for me to use my 2 minutes. The Development Committee has the charge of doing a lot of things. And the Development Committee's charge is to work with the public, to work with staff, management, and the LSB, and anybody else who want to come and work. There has been an argument, and a good argument, an effective argument, that the LSB in itself have not raised any money. So subsequently, I propose that those who don't work within the Development Committee, because development does have its things going on, that to prove that the LSB does raise money, to create a LSB fundraising committee, of which we already have 4 committed activities that won't go inside of development. Because frankly, I don't meet at development because I'm not going to an invested place. But if you don't want to do this, you just be selfish and nasty by voting it down, because you don't have to work on it. But it is authorized by our bylaws that this LSB can commit any special committee that it wants, especially a fundraising committee, because it doesn't have one. So, and the most important point, I think, is that since we already have 4 commitments for activities within this committee, you'd be stomping, you'd be cutting your own foot off, because these folk, I know I'm not going into development committee to do it. And I finally, I give you an example of how 3 LSB members, 2 staff members, that would be the development director and the manager, which didn't do much, and 3 members of the public came together and did that Ray Hill roast and toast. Wasn't in the development committee. It was a special committee. And it raised more money than any other single issue. Bill was on that committee. So I hope he'd be fair and honest when he make that distinction of what I'm talking about. Inside the LSB as opposed to development. I ain't doing it.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Presenters don't have 2 minute time limit. Just saying.
I'm sorry, Ms.
Because I was rushing. But I think I got a little more to say.
Okay, but you don't have to preach.
You don't tell me how to speak, number 1.
I'm not trying
to. Number 2, if you have a problem with what I'm saying and how I'm standing, I don't try to correct you. So don't try to correct me.
Okay, let me be.
You can't say nothing. This is my time and I recapture my time. I don't want any comments.
I can't hear you. I know you're talking loud, but I literally cannot understand what you are saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to tell you how to talk. I'm just telling you I cannot.
You told me not to preach. Then you are telling me how to talk.
I didn't tell you not to preach.
Well, that's telling me how to talk. Don't be a hypocrite. Stand with your words.
That's why we don't get nowhere.
No, we don't get nowhere because you interrupted me when I had the flow.
Start talking. Finish your speech.
I'm going back and forth with her.
But don't do that. If you don't, she will have to be quiet.
So just go on and talk about what you need to talk about.
Here we go.
You need to please.
Bottom line is, if you don't want to work on it, don't vote against it, because that's kind of productive. If you got some people who want to work on it, let them work. And step out of the way. And do your thing and development that you do. And that means we got two trains going down the track instead of one two train. And the reality of the matter is that, as I stated, the most money that was raised by a single committee wasn't development. I've been around here 7 straight years. Development ain't raised 17,000 cash. A special committee did. And I raised a quarter of it. So the reality of the matter is that you can throw your phones, you can do all you want to do, but the reality of the matter is that you have 2 choices. You can vote this thing up, you can vote this thing down, you can continue doing what you're doing in development, because ain't nobody stopping you from doing what you're doing in development, but don't stop us from doing what we want to do in LSB. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone against?
I have some questions that I hope will clarify what we're voting on. I want to vote for this thing, but not until what I want to say is clarified. Okay, may I? All right. I won't take that long.
Yeah.
I want to assume that when we vote yes on this thing, that Dwayne will be the convener of this committee. I want to assume that while it's an LSB committee, non-LSB members can participate. And I would like to know where the TBA location will be, or who is going to, or if Dwayne is going to be, as convener, the person to determine that. Those are my only concerns.
Point something.
Are you speaking against?
I was wanting to know if we are having that discussion. Because Dwayne pointed at Bill and said Bill was voting no for it. So I would like to hear from Bill what the opposition is.
Madam Chair, I'd like to respond to the issues that the gentleman
has. I would like to hear. No, I don't want to hear him anymore. I
want to
hear why you don't think it's a good idea.
Okay, Mr. Rondo, first of all, Ted has some questions. The questions are related to Dwayne, so he needs to answer those questions. Bill, against? Then we'll go to Bill, okay? Dwayne, would you please answer those questions that Ted had? Just the questions, please. Okay.
Yes. I will convey the meeting, because I believe that if you suggest something, you should be willing to carry forward. Second, the location will be published. It is a location that KC says she works at. It's somewhere around in this area, to answer your question. And the third one, I don't remember.
Can no LSB members?
As with all LSB committees, with the exception of fiduciary committees, which are the MSRC and the finance committee, yes. The answer is yes.
Okay, Bill?
Well, it still sounds like we're just duplicating another committee. I mean, and that I was, Dwayne's right, I was well on the committee that organized the Rahill Roads. It was a subcommittee of the development committee. It was reporting to the committee, all the development committee meetings. I don't remember if you were at the development committee meetings. Well, that's when we had subcommittees working on different projects. But, I mean, I don't care if a group wants to meet. It seems kind of silly to have a separate committee that's working independently development is basically the same thing. I just hope to communicate well. And if you don't want to be on development, you want to raise money separately, I don't think you need an official committee. But, you know, the other thing you have to watch out for in your fundraisers is how much demand on station research is replacing. Because things like fundraisers end up requiring a lot of staff time, one way or the other. People take it for granted, but it takes time frequently. So we have to watch out for that. And if we're just duplicating that, what development's going on, and I'm not quite sure what the point is.
Time for someone for. Are you for, Anissa?
Actually, I was going to make a point of inquiry. Where actually are we on the
12A. We're on 12A.
The new business. And they said they moved the last one up to where the consent items is on the
Do you see it?
I have
Andrew, are you yes. for it?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that it's very important because normally it doesn't matter what we do, we are always being accused that we don't do enough. I think that it's a very good thing that they are actually taking, like, you know, their own project and really work and the what I noticed before when we do something like that is like we unite. We have the same attitude, positive attitude with things, and I think that is really important. I believe that the ASB need to, you know, show the way, and it doesn't matter, developers can do whatever they want. This is the LSP, is exactly the LSP project, and I've been talking about it.
Anyone else again? Ms. Williams?
I'm not against it, I'm for it.
Anyone else against? Okay, Gary, what is it?
Mine is just a question. Dwayne, what was the four things you guys, you said that, well, you didn't say it, but you just said it was four things I read on tap. What are they?
Actually, personally, me, roasted toast. Secondly, there were three other people. Casey's got an idea, and the two others can speak for themselves who spoke. But I think if you come to the 25th meeting, you certainly may get an opportunity to hear how they're going to move forward. You hear how I'm going to move forward on my idea.
Mm-hmm. Your idea is to roast and toast?
No, that's not good. Okay.
The other three ideas.
Okay,
Jason,
are you against?
Well, I don't think there are any against, but I would like to speak for it.
Okay.
I think it's there was someone against, please. Other than Bill, he already spoke.
Oh,
okay. I do think it's a very legitimate point. You know, there's a lot of, you know, the factionalism of this station basically says the LSB doesn't raise money. And the development committee, for what it is part of the LSB, and it does raise money, and yet we don't get credit for that. And that is, again, for this kind of toxic environment that has been created by these people who just want to have this division. So I support the idea, and I am a lousy fundraiser, but I might be a busboy for you, but that's about all I can do. Thank you.
Okay, Matthew?
I just had a question for Dwayne. It's pretty obvious at this point that you're not going to get any involvement and maybe and absolutely no support from station management. Is that going to be a problem?
Good question, Matthew, and I think that kind of goes along with some of Bill's concerns. Let me allay them for you. Ain't never got no support from management. Nothing I do will expect support from management. Now, I can't speak for the other programs.
Are there any other persons that would like to speak on the issue? If not,
Rick.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rick.
I was just going to ask maybe the question.
Well, that's what we're getting ready to do.
Do I have a second?
Any objection?
Any objections? Any objections to this motion?
Any objections to the motion? Yes.
Are we ready to vote? Yeah. All in favor? Host. Hold up your hands, hold up your hands. If you're in favor.
You don't have to count them, it's obvious.
Against? None against?
And all that is your
abstention. Oh, abstention?
Yeah, you don't ask for abstention here. It's, I don't know what it was. Robert says you don't ask.
I just can't say.
Okay. The motion passes, so Mr. Lark, we will look forward to you giving us that information.
Look for the email for the location.
Okay, we have no consent items, so we're now on to standing and special committee reports. Okay. Hopefully all of you got those reports from KC.
Yep.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I didn't. So I,
you're still?
Not on the, I didn't on the LSB.
You're still not on the email?
No.
I thought we took care of that at the LSB meeting. I didn't say that you maybe you need to send her an email and just remind her to send it, to put you on this.
Send it to the
I mean, I thought KP said she was going to take. take care of it and get this car over. She said it's going to do it if it's on.
The chair's responsibility.
bobby@kpmt.org.
Just B-O-B-B-Y?
Yep.
Correct.
She said she was going to take care
of it. Protocol would have it that individuals don't contact the person putting me on. Protocol has it as the chair's responsibility to send that information as official
Ted's
information.
Ted's supposed to take care of that.
And she did.
Or the secretary. Either
said,
one.
She said that she would. So.
What did she say to Otis then?
Rick, just as a personal, if you don't get on there, I thought they're saying it's a protocol, but sometimes protocol.
That is a protocol for him to tell Casey.
It's not the
that's all I said.
The technology meeting is on Thursday.
So hopefully, Rick, you'll get on there. But let's now look at where we are with that. Okay, I think we need to look at the committee roster. And I think she sent that to everybody, right? Because there were some people that needed to be added to development. Ted, Dwayne, Adrienne, and myself, because we were all present at the first meeting.
That's correct.
And Casey said she sent the wrong membership list. So those four people need to be added to development. Ted, Dwayne, Adrienne, and myself. And she said she noted it on the committee roster. Okay, so everyone, if you didn't get the email, I'm sorry.
Now we have Finance Committee Chair and Office Number 7, Mr. Development.
Yes, you just did development.
Well, on the agenda, it says we are at Finance Committee. A motion on the floor that we approve their membership by committee.
Yes.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the membership. It has been added to the development committee. Okay, I understand that, but believe it or not, that's still out of order.
Okay.
I mean, I know that we're trying to do good, everybody, but out of order is just out of order. Sorry. Okay, you have a motion?
I was going to say, as Secretary of the Development Committee, I'm assisting you guys, the four names, you and yourself and Mr. Lark, and y'all want to be considered a...
We are members of the committee because we were at the first meeting.
Should have been.
And KC just, she used the minutes from the February meeting as opposed to the January meeting when she made the committee list. Mm-hmm. And so she wanted me to let that be known that we're correcting that at this meeting. Okay? Do you have it, Anissa? Okay? There's a motion on the floor that we approve these persons for the development committee. Are there any objections? Okay, those persons are now approved on the development committee. Okay. Finance committee chair and membership approval.
That's me. I did send in Middleton a report. We had our first meeting of the year in February, and I was elected chair.
Okay.
And I pulled up development because I thought I might have to say it. Let's pull up finance. Hold on.
So, is it any different than the membership she gave us?
No, it's not. It's not any different than the membership she gave us.
Okay, have you been approved as the chair? I thought we did it at the last meeting.
I guess we weren't at the last meeting.
Because
you
hadn't met yet.
We hadn't met yet.
Okay.
So,
sure.
That would be
motion to approve the budget.
We need to approve.
I just don't have a way to read the membership.
You, Ted, Adriana, myself, Bill answered.
Yeah.
Where is the report?
She emailed the report.
Okay, where?
She emailed it to the LSB, if I'm not mistaken. Am I correct, PK?
That's my understanding. Yes. I said
The report was emailed to you. It was emailed, I believe, today, because I did get it. I haven't read it, but I did get it. Sorry. And PK said that a lot of people didn't get it, so would you let them know who the chair is and the membership?
I'm the chair. It's five people currently on the committee that showed up for the first meeting. One was an excused absence. That's Tez, Joseph, Adriana, myself, and Bill was an excused absence.
Okay. So.
Can you repeat? Ted, Joseph, Adriana.
Okay.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the membership.
Seconded somebody.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the membership of the Finance Committee.
And the chair.
And the chair. Are there any objections? Okay, the Finance Committee chair and membership has been approved. I do see a note here that, but you guys haven't done a budget or anything like that, have you, PK?
We are working on getting, one of the questions was whether or not the budget for this year, 2017-2018, have been approved in 2018-2019. So we'll have that at the next meeting.
Okay, thank you so much. Building Committee Chair and membership.
Yeah, well, there's nothing to say much. We had a meeting that was advertised on the air. One person came. Maybe I'll have a COA in the future. And by the way, I had the whole backyard in practically brand new carpet, and not one person at the station said a word.
What did you do, Bob?
I had brand new carpet laying out in the backyard drying Harvey. And so I rolled it up and ultimately took it away after 2 weeks. But we cut a bunch of trees down, and the guy that came likes doing carpentry, so it's still pretty much a building committee of Bobby Modad and myself.
Nancy came late.
We'll probably schedule another work day this month. I don't know. But I'll probably put flyers in.
So you did have a meeting?
Well, yeah, we met.
So are you officially the chair?
Yeah.
May I ask a question? Bob, do you know, like, when Dwayne was the manager, we had the building committee?
Yeah.
But did those people just kind of stop when Dwayne left?
You know, Bobby Modad and I talked about that briefly last night. I've yet to even hear a rumor about what happened, but their last day was a year ago, last November, as close as I can tell.
Okay.
Madam
Chair? Yes,
Adrian.
Nancy said that she arrived late, but she
wanted
to be part of the committee.
Oh, that's right. Nancy came. Her meeting was practically over, but Nancy is on the committee, too.
So the building committee chair is Bob Gardner, and the members are you, Bobby.
I don't remember the guy's name. I have it written down somewhere. He called me when
Logan
he wanted
Logan Willis.
Huh?
Logan Willis.
Yeah, Logan, yeah.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the chair?
I move to approve. A second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the building committee chair as Bob Gardner, and the members are those that we stated: Logan Willis, Nancy, Bob, and Bobby
Modad.
Any objections? Okay. That's the building committee, but I'm sure they will take more people.
Yes.
Like to volunteer. CAB chair and membership approval.
Chair, I move that we table to the next meeting, of course.
Postpone.
Why is that?
Well, because she's
there is no representative.
Yeah, she asked, I have from KC, she did ask the members to submit a letter showing they're in compliance with the CPD rules, and but nothing has been received, so there's really nothing that we can do until she gets that to us. Budget approval, I think PK is already...
We're on that, and so that we can give a formal report.
Okay, and you, that will be at the next meeting?
That will. Are we
meeting before? Yeah, you have a meeting.
What day? Is that before or after the meeting? You just put it up. I don't know my calendar.
Well, okay, at the next meeting, PK?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Madam Chair, may I ask a question?
You may.
Thank you. PK, so the budget hasn't been approved yet, right? Or has it?
For the materials that I have, then it hasn't. But
right, and that's my experience. I haven't participated this year, but as far as I knew, we never got the budget passed right. Approved. I would like to share with you that, if I'm not mistaken, in one of the Finance Committee meetings that I participated, where we were going over the budget, Larry Winters was there, and he wanted it put in the budget that we have a part-time manager and a part-time program director. I personally see that as a real problem. I don't think you're going to get a professional to work part-time. So I would appreciate it in that I'm not really participating in that committee anymore. I think that should be readdressed. The fact that it's in the budget for just a part-time manager and
Nick gave me a lot of things that I put in order, and those were some of the questions that I asked and that we raised at the finance meeting that I'm going to get with Marquise. I had set a time to talk with Marquise, and I called and somebody told me she wasn't there, and I left a message for her on her cell phone. Later, Larry said that she and he had been waiting on me, but I was told they weren't there, so I wasn't going to take an Uber.
But yeah. Anyway, I see that as a real problem.
Thank you, Mom.
Can I ask you one more question? What kind of manager?
The general manager.
I'm sorry. The question should actually be to PK, who is the chair of that committee.
Just a suggestion to the treasurer, to get to the bottom of it, I would suggest you confer directly with the IED, because some things may not be to your accessible exposure as a result. We're talking about 2019 fiscal year. I would suggest you work directly with the IED, and because some things that you can get out of him, you may not be able to get out of this local manager.
Okay. Any other questions for the Finance Committee?
Another question. So, do we all of a sudden have money for a full-time manager and program director?
No.
No.
Good
question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Great question.